I have 11 bills before you earn any wages at all. You know, between your rent, your insurance, your rates, your diesel, your electric, water, then your stock, then the property tax, oil, the accounts man, and then advertising, and then, of course, you need the phone. So all them needs paid, which doesn't really leave you with an awful amount of money altogether.
Yeah.
So I would need to earn over 110 euro a day to make any profit then after that.
Wow.
Which is, like, trousers, hems would be a tenner with me.
Mm.
And that would kind of be the quickest job that you can do. But that still would take 11 pairs a day. That would take nearly 5 hours work. So you only have 2 hours, 2.5 hours work of anything coming in. You know, and then you do have customers come in and they like to have a wee chat. And you don't be rude. You stand, like, I like to chat as well.
Yeah, of course, yeah, I get
so to. We stand and have the wee conversation. So that does take into your time as well, so you're lost in there again. Now, I don't mind chatting one bit because I'm the biggest chatterer out. But...
And also, your type of business is such as well, and there's a few other similar businesses, whereby you can't slap a fiver on. Do you know what I mean? If turning up a pair of trousers is a tenner, you can't then say all of a sudden it's 15, because you could find yourself sitting there, you know, with nothing to do. You know, you're kind of a wee bit hamstrung there, I think, if I'm right, Bernie.
Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head there. I've raised my price once, and that's a couple of years ago. It was 8 euro, and I put it up to 2 euro.
Yeah.
I don't want to be adding on. I haven't raised the prices way the inflation this last while, and I don't want to do that. Because I know myself, people are finding it hard, and they don't want to be paying big money to get something repaired. You know?
Yeah.
But it does make you sit back and think, is it really worth it? But then I don't like to sit at home, Greg. I like to go to my work.
Yeah, but that
I love what I do.
But the thing is, Bernie, we can't have a system set up that's exploited, right? Because you have a small business, as you say yourself. You're earning money, right? You're earning money. You're not reliant on the state, and you're paying into the state through all the rates and the taxes and the water and everything else, right? But it's almost impossible for you to run a successful business where you're, you know, even putting a few quid away at the scale, because the system is set up in such a way that it takes so much of what you earn that one person, even with all the work in the world, couldn't work to make a very successful business. It sounds like it's very confusing way of describing it, but what I'm trying to say is the system is set up not to support people like you. You are far better off sitting at home doing nothing. Now, not for yourself, but financially. That's crazy. That's a bad system.
Yeah, financially I would be better off sitting at home, 100%. That is why it's so hard to get staff, because they are better sitting at home than they are getting paid to go to work.
Yeah. But then again, you see, you hire someone. If you hire someone and they're paid, I'll just say off the top of my head, say they would be getting 50 quid a day. I'll just say that for an easy figure. You know, that's 5 alterations. And then only after that are you making money, you know, with someone else working with you. I mean, that again, on a small scale business, it makes it very, very difficult for you to sort of, you know, employ it. Yeah, again, that's wrong.
The person
is not going to work for you may well be at home being paid not to work. How does that...
That's right. We're in now to near the end of midway through the third month, and these are always the toughest months in every business.
Mm.
So these months, I'd be lucky if I would get 3 weeks' wages, like full week's wages. I'd be lucky if I get that. Other than the husband's working, I probably would have no money of any kind, if you know what I mean. I'm not coming on here to cry poverty.
No, listen, I think you're being really honest and speaking for a lot of businesses, Bernie. No one's going to think that you're that's the case at all. Now, I mean, obviously the big kick in the teeth is the cost of the electricity. And what makes it even worse is that over the weekend, oil companies reported hundreds upon hundreds of billions of euro in profits. Wholesale costs are lower now than they were before the Russian invasion of Ukraine. And yet here we have a business like yours getting bills through the door, which probably, what are they, 3 times what they were before? Something like that, maybe even more.
Yeah, definitely so.
You know.
Yeah, the electric used to be only just over 200 euro for the 2 months. Yeah.
Well, it's 4 times it then.
Yeah.
So the people you're paying electricity... Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, Bernie.
No, I know everybody's in the same boat, but it is frustrating.
And you're saying, you know, why would anyone move back here? Why would anyone choose to live here? Because,
yeah, I mean, I don't get that. I don't get why they want to come over here and go to work. And you just work to, you're just working to pay your bills. That's it.
Right. Like, right. Okay.
That's it. I don't get it.
All right, Bernie. So tell us about some of the services you provide to the public.